Idioms on the A-List. I've been accused of being all talk and no trousers. And it's true that I seldom wear trousers. However, I never leave the house without at least a pair of shorts. Well, almost never. There was that one time at band camp, but that's another story. It's rumored, but categorically untrue, that I'm all hat and no cattle. I'm not a hat person, and own not a single head of livestock, not even a wrongly shot hog. It is true, however, that I'm often a day late and a dollar short. Punctuality is not my strong suit, and these days, a dollar short is a dollar earned, or something like that. If a fool and his money are soon parted, and a fool at 40 is a fool forever, I'm way ahead of the curve, on my way to a fool's paradise. At least the paradise part, I live in Hawaii, is nice. Make no mistake, I haven't always been a bridesmaid, never a bride. These days I might be moving at a snail's pace, possibly asleep at the switch, or wheel if driving. But there was a time when I could react at the drop of a dime, or hat, if I had a hat. My name may be Richard, but I'm not just any Thomas, Richard, or Harold. Tom, Dick, or Harry, try to keep up. I may not be the apple of most people's eye, but to my beautiful wife Nancy, I'm all singing, all dancing, even though my singing and dancing are all over the show. She'll admit that there are times when I'm as much use as a chocolate teapot or a handbrake on a canoe. But there are other times when I come in very handy, when I'm almost clever. Of course, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. I enjoy horseshoes. Hand grenades I try to avoid. In business, I try my best to be above board, across the board, and keep standards above par. I try to abide by my decisions and not do abrupt about faces. I realize a chain is no stronger than its weakest link, and I try not to be the Achilles heel or an accident waiting to happen. Although at times, I fear that ship may have already sunk. I know that actions speak louder than words, so I strive to always speak softly and carry a big stick, or something like that. I've never been accused of being all bark and no bite. My bark is pitiful, and my only bite is over. I don't linger at daggers drawn. I avoid being at loose ends or at loggerheads, and try never to be at anyone's throat, at odds, at cross purposes, or at sea. Except on alternate Sunday beach days. I've no axes to grind, and hopefully no ants in my pants. After all, as the actress said to the bishop, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you find yourself all dressed up with nowhere to go, even when all roads lead to Rome, it's not the time to air your dirty laundry in public. It's just all in a day's work. And if it seems that all hell is breaking loose, it may just be all in your head. At the end of the day, when finally at death's door, all's fair in love and war, all's well that ends well. Amen. 11, 21, 10.